Case number 10824, Richard and Phyllis Carmine, south of Route 462, approximately 210 feet east of intersection of County Road 462 and Route 461, a special use exception to replace a security manufactured home.
Name and address, please.
Richard Carmine, 33292 Gordy Road, Laurel.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What I'm applying for is to replace. I've got an existing 14x70 home that's been there 25 years. It's actually the second home that's been there. We had a mobile home before that for security. Mm-hmm. And this one's starting to get a little raggy, so we're wanting to replace it with actually a modular, much better home. We have we store a lot of copper wire, and a lot of equipment, and security is a big thing for us.
Okay. And your new one, is the 28x48?
28x48, yes.
Replaced with?
Mr. Carmine, can you explain the uses of the surrounding properties?
Pardon?
Can you explain the uses of the surrounding properties?
Well, we have more commercial property on the east side, and we own the farmland behind us. There's about 9 acres of commercial property, which we own on that corner.
Right.
Across the road is residential, but we have approximately about three and a half acres fenced in. We have two different businesses, SMW Sales and Midshore Boat Sales,
right,
which they store a lot of boats, outboard motors, and there again, it's security is very important for us. Like my son lives in this home. So.
Okay, and it's right in front of the boat business, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
This home is new, or is it?
No, this would be a new home, yes.
The last time you were here was 87?
Yeah, we didn't know that. I guess it was a five-year thing, and we didn't know until Lawrence told us that, you know, Richard, this thing expired, you know. I guess this is a five-year.
That's a maximum.
Yeah, that's a maximum.
And as I explained to the last gentleman, if we do approve this and you intend for it to be, the need to be there after 5 years,
uh-huh,
then reapply before 5 years ends.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No, that's all.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think because of the fact that there has been one there for quite some time, and the adjacent properties are commercial and farm and residential, I don't see where the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, so I make a motion that we approve case number 10,824.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,824 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir, for 5 years.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.